Hi, this is Ruth, otherwise known as Nissapod, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. It's the beginning of 2011, and I wanted to say Happy New Year, and also to note the fact that I've managed to have a nice, relaxing, restful Christmas break, unlike recent years, which have gone wrong for some reason or another. In fact, I was a bit superstitious and didn't want to blog until the end of the holiday, just in case something did go wrong. Started off with visiting Mum and Dad, and Alice and Hannah were there as well, and we had a good time and exchanged presents. Unfortunately, Aled was a bit unwell, so we ended up staying there overnight instead of going in a hotel as planned. But apart from that, it was all good. And then on Christmas Day itself, we went to see my sister Lucy and her husband Nick and her daughters Amber and Sienna, and they cooked dinner for us, which was absolutely fantastic, and that was really, really nice. And Aled acted as though he wasn't ill at all and just played with the girls and everything, and it was only really when we got home that we realised that he was still a bit poorly, and we did have a few broken nights because of him being poorly, but he did crash out for a couple of hours most afternoons during the holiday, so I did manage to catch up on a bit of rest and recuperation then, so that was good. And the last 2 or 3 days, when the weather's been good, we've been able to get out for a walk in the morning and just make sure that the limbs are still working and stuff, which is good because it's New Year's resolution sort of time, and you know, it's a case of just wanting to be more active and look after myself a bit better and all the rest of it. So it's nice to kind of start the year off on a good, reasonably active note. So that's great. And we've also been making the most of our nice new fire to keep us warm. It's been lovely and cosy. And I've been listening to quite a few boos from other people, including R2UK, of course, who got me into this in the first place. And I was interested about what she had to say about virtual friends and real friends. And thinking about it, I don't actually have any completely 100% virtual friends. Not that I'm against this, but in practice, I have had quite a lot of virtual conversations and virtual friendships develop with people that I've actually met. So there's very few people I've never ever met that I deal with. I mean, the occasional I sort of follow people and all the rest of it, but in terms of actual friendships, they're normally people I have met. And in fact, R2UK is a case in point, because she's a friend of a friend, and I have spent a lot of time talking to her online, particularly. I mean, she was very, very supportive when Aled was little, and saying it will get better and so on, and you know, we've shared a lot of confidences online, and we've perhaps got to know each other better as a result of talking online than we would have done just bumping into each other face to face every so often as we do. So I think the virtual conversations support real friendships, and I wouldn't make a distinction between virtual and real friends, really. So anyway, that's all I've got to say, except that I did this evening attempt to record Aled singing, because he was doing some lovely singing. But as soon as I tried to record it, he stopped, and he was just so fascinated by what was going on the screen, the little bars going up and down on the iPhone. So that didn't work, but I've saved the recordings anyway, because he wanted to hear it back. He was saying Aled, and wanting to listen to it and press play. So I've saved them anyway, and I'll perhaps have another go at trying to get him singing at some point. Okay, bye for now.